Administration for Children's Services.
Okay.
They split off from HRA when some kid died and all that, and it's supposed to be
Lisa
better.
Is here.
No, now they just have a death committee that blames the workers for the kid dying. The decision is always made, everybody off the line. There was no such thing as the worker made the decision. You call your supervisor, who went up the next supervisor, went up the line before you removed the kid or left the kid. Everybody was always involved. It was not like you, the worker, made the decision alone.
To remove or leave.
Okay,
yeah.
And they never made a decision by yourself, never.
Okay, but what about those people who actually said that they had done the investigations and had...
Well, that's another story. You know, if you didn't do the investigation, well, shame on you. Okay,
uh-huh.
Okay, right? But most often what happened was that, say, the worker said, I don't think the kid should be there, and somebody up the line said, no, we're leaving the kid over there.
Uh-huh.
We're not
going to
put the kid
uh-huh.
wherever. And,
uh-huh. Right.
Yeah. Because the mother this, the father that. And I had one situation where I put the kid into... With Jitu Wusi.
With who?
Jitu Wusi. Campbell was his name.
Okay.
Ocean Hill, Brownsville.
Okay.
Okay. The East, mm-hmm. Black News and all that stuff. The family was into that religion, you know, the marching around and stuff like that. And the parents were separated, and mother lost her marbles.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I got the case, the cops were over there. She had a shotgun pointed at the cops to get in front of her. Tell me to go do something.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to talk her into putting down the gun and letting the kid out. Now the cops got her. We do with the kid. Well, the father said he can't take care of the kid, but he wants the kid to go in the religion.
Mm-hmm.
Now I had met Jitu Wusi at Ocean Hill, Brownsville,
mm-hmm.
and so he didn't remember me. So I told him, you know, Milton Galamis and this one, that one. He spent 3 hours on the phone calling me. I said, brother, come on over here. You know, and I went over there.
Mm-hmm.
His security people were amazed that somebody went into his office.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Sumner Avenue Armory. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
so we made an agreement, you know, and I let him have the kids and put with the family.
Mm-hmm.
Came back to the office and all hell broke loose. Where'd you place the kids? I said, we're an organization. And I recognize them.
Yeah.
don't ask. You have to get them back. Okay, here's the man's number, you call him.
Uh-huh.